Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
All right, Chad, set me up for what the discussion was yesterday that led to the poll question, because I get back, I land, and I see 7,000 votes, where you guys did a tremendous job of getting a response on social media, 7,000 votes yesterday. I don't know what it's up to now.
Yeah, so Paul had said this for a while when Taylor Lewan was just tweeting, if you remember. And he said, look, if I were him, I would kind of go away, fade in the background during this four-week suspension. And he didn't like that he was out there publicly commenting on the games, commenting on refs, everything else that was going on, which there are people who share that opinion. Now, if you look at our poll, and I'm trying to find the poll right now, it is overwhelming. This is where context comes in, right? We're in an all-in or all-out society. People yes. read the words, do you have a problem? Again, I'm paraphrasing because I can't pull up the poll. Reed, if you can see the results in the poll, chime in also, because I want you to chime in on this as well. But we basically tweeted very simply, do you have a problem with Taylor Lewan recording a podcast during his suspension? Simplest form. Now, people read that and automatically assume, you guys hate Taylor Lewan doing a podcast. How dare you call out a guy for having a life outside of football? You object to his podcast and everything it stands for and everything Taylor Lewan stands for outside of football. It's a very extreme reaction to a question that is very, very valid. And here's where the spirit of the question comes from.
It's 86% yes, 14% no, 12,800 votes.
And that's fine. And look, I'm completely fine with someone voting yes and saying, I have no issue with him during his suspension doing whatever the hell he wants. Being on podcasts, being on TV shows. He can go cut a pilot if he wants during the suspension, as long as he's getting ready to play football in week five. I'm fine with that opinion. What I'm not okay with is this response to a valid question that we are soft for posing this question. Let me tell you what's soft. And this is for everyone out there that shares the opinion that we're soft for daring to ask the question, if a guy who cost his team, that is a multi-millionaire, and the highest paid at his position, that by doing something either he knew was wrong that could get him suspended, or if you fully believe him, being ignorant enough to put things into his body he wasn't 100% sure what it was, and got himself popped for PEDs and suspended for four games, if you think we're soft for daring to question whether or not he should observe the optics of what it looks like for him to be yucking it up and having fun on a podcast while his 52 brothers are out there getting their ass kicked by Jacksonville and they can't block Hutton or me, then you are soft. That is a soft response. I do not understand for the life of me the lack of disappointment from Titans fans in Taylor Lewan for these four games. I'm not saying the guy should go to prison or the guy should go lock himself in his room for the rest of his life. I'm simply saying that if I were Taylor Lewan, I would be very quiet for 4 weeks. This is not an unreasonable stance. If you think it's an unreasonable stance, you are the problem. You are a bigger problem with sporting society also. Where did we get to this point where the player is always right? The player's not always right. I'm wrong at times. I'm not saying I'm always right. Players aren't always right. Coaches aren't always right. Owners aren't always right. But for whatever reason, we have a lot of people who are going to side with the player and whatever they want to do at all times. Here's the bottom line. Regardless of how it happened, Taylor Lewan tested positive for PEDs. He is sitting four games. The Titans are paying Taylor Lewan top dollar as a star offensive left tackle because that's what he is. The number one quality for Taylor Lewan is that he is available for his team. When you make that much money, when you do something and you're not injured and you cost yourself four games, I'm completely okay with Titans fans being angry over that. What shocks me is the fact that Titans fans, not only are they angry, they feel like Taylor Lewan should go and just do whatever he wants for 4 weeks. If he wanted to badmouth the Titans, he could do that, and they would be completely fine with it and defend him. I'm not going to understand
that
mindset.
Well, that wasn't your question, though.
No, I'm not going to understand that mindset. I don't get it at all. Look, I'm fine with the 89% that say, fine, do what he wants during that time. What I'm not fine with is acting like it's an unreasonable question to ask.
But I don't think they're voting 89% saying do whatever he wants during that time. The question was, do you have a problem with him doing a podcast? That was the question.
Right, but there are a lot of people responding saying he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, maybe so. I don't have a problem. Let me tell you what I don't know first. I don't know what the duration of that podcast and the content all entailed. There's no telling what was discussed in that. But the minute and a half snippet that I saw that they put out on whatever there was to promote it, I didn't have a problem with what was being discussed.
I heard the first 25 minutes or so of it this morning, and Taylor Lewan's talking about how embarrassing it was to practice with the twos.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he's saying during an open practice, it was
up until
I
this
was practicing
week,
with the twos.
Up until this week, if I'm
Which
not mistaken,
fine.
They have been posting either things that have been recorded without him, or if he's in them, they were pre-taped prior to any of this. That's my understanding of it up until this week. Here's what I do know. If he comes back and sucks, no one's going to blame the podcast recording. If he comes back and sucks, people are going to say, and this is the honest opinion, they're going to say, oh, look who's off steroids. That's going to be the issue that they have with him. It's not going to be, oh, you recorded a podcast. I would feel differently if he's posting photos of going on a vacation in Cabo. I mean, it's not like I'm saying he can do whatever he wants. He's not riding the banana boat with the boys during his suspension. He's sitting on the bus recording a podcast. And the portion that I heard was not that big of a deal. It's not like he's doing keg stands. Now, well, maybe he was.
Let me also,
but,
this is
I didn't
one,
hear that part.
This is one misconception that I think people read into this question too much and think. I'm with you on this, Hutton. Me asking the question or saying this, I'm not saying that the hour it took to record that podcast is preventing him from getting ready for the season. That's ridiculous.
Right.
People are taking like, oh, yeah, he should just be locked in a room working out the entire time.
How I know you're not saying
how
that.
How dare he live his life?
You're saying optically.
If he comes back and sucks, you're never going to hear me say he sucks because he recorded the podcast. I don't believe that at all. I'm merely stating that for out of respect and for optics' sake, if you did something to cost your team four games, this is just me speaking, and I know I'm not alone here. I would back
you're
away.
You're not alone.
I would back away, and honestly, I can't speak for the Titans, and I'm sure and we'll talk to Keith Bullock about this. Delanie Walker said it. The players today are very different than probably even my generation. I'm 37. I'm not a 70-year-old man, but I'm 37. I would have a problem with it. I don't know that I'd have so much of a problem with it. They would like make me not like Taylor Lewan, but I'd be sitting there thinking, boy, you know, I just really struggled in that game, and I would prefer if the guy that's suspended would just be quiet.
But, like, for me, it just depends on what he's doing during the podcast. I mean, if they're shotgunning beers and doing all these things, that's one thing. If Taylor Lewan is just on a podcast, I don't have a big issue with that. If he calls into the show and wants to chat with us right now during his suspension, I have no problem with that either. I'll take the call. So it just depends on what's going on. And the portion that I heard was no big deal. That's where I came down on it.
I'd just like to make sure the record reflects that I said this is exactly what was going to happen. Because
I opened with
this.
That.
This was a home game. This was like going to an AA meeting and ask if anyone wants a drink. And I choose that metaphor on purpose because these are people who are addicted to the celebrity of Taylor Lewan. Plain and simple.
Again, this is
86%. You're saying that everyone that voted they have a problem with the podcast.
No, I want to reiterate here that we don't. I don't have a problem with the podcast. I like
the
podcast.
That's not the
question. I enjoy Taylor's podcast. Someone says this entire topic, Chad doesn't understand having a podcast outside of work. I have a podcast. I don't have any issue with the podcast. I don't have an issue with the podcast continuing. I'm merely asking the question, and I'm stating that I wouldn't, for this four-week period, be on that podcast. Go back to it afterwards. Go back to it after the season. It's fine. Will Compton does a heck of a job with the podcast. I'm fine with the podcast. This, again, is our all-in or all-out mentality. By asking the question, Chad Withrow automatically hates podcasts, hates Taylor Lewan, hates his family, hates the fact that he's on a podcast and he's jealous. That's not true. I love the podcast. I enjoyed what I heard today. It's not unreasonable to say a guy who cost his team four games and he's arguably the best player on the team should disappear for 4 weeks and not be publicly visible. And look, Hutton, I'm with you. If you say, I don't have an issue with it, not stopping him from being a good football player when he comes back, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. My only objection are to the loads and loads of Titans fans that are jock-worshipping to the extent that they're not, neither disappointed in Taylor Lewan for getting suspended, and they have the how dare you mentality to even pose the question. We can't get anywhere. Forget sports and the Titans. We can't get anywhere in society if we can't pose a question like that without people acting like we've offended someone to their core by asking that question. That is ridiculously over the top.
615-737-1045, our number if you'd like to chime in. We'll have loaded lines in a minute. 615-737-1045.
Let me also say this. People are saying it's on brand with Taylor Lewan. I agree with that. I'm simply asking, is being on brand as Taylor Lewan what he should be for this four-week period? And look, he's got a future in media. He's got a future in podcasts. He's probably got a future on television. He's an extremely smart, talented guy. This is not me saying that, oh boy, I hate the podcast again. I think that this is probably his future. I'm okay with him lining his future up in his playing career, right? Because people are going to argue, well, you have a problem with him having a personal life or doing this. I don't at all.
Again, no, that's not what you're saying.
The 4 weeks of this suspension, because whatever you want to think about it, he cost his team.
Yes.
However it happened, he cost his team. And if this happened, this is where college and pros are probably different. If this happened to a Tennessee Vols player or an Alabama player and their team was struggling, those fan bases would rip that guy apart. I'm not saying going that extreme the other way is the right way to do it either, but this is a soft response from a lot of Titans fans.
Want more? More content from 104.5 The Zone? Head to our website and click on the podcast page for original podcast on-demand audio and your favorite shows. Get the best from The Wake Up Zone, Midday 180, 3HL, and The Big Six. Plus, check out originals like Paul Kuharsky Elsewhere, Step One Learn Sports, The Pop Six, The Strike Zone, The Ultimate Tennessee Podcast, and more. Subscribe to our podcast feeds for Apple and Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify to have them download straight to your smartphone. Check it out now, 104.5thezone.com/podcast.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. We are discussing the show yesterday. Paul and Chad with the and Reed with the take that they had issue with Lewan recording the podcast while he's on suspension. Paul tweets or texts us actually and says the brand he needs to be on right now while he makes amends for his big sin is the Titans brand. To which I would say, if Taylor Lewan wanted to be on Paul Koharski's brand, if paulkoharski.com right now, he would be recording a podcast with Taylor Lewan right now.
Well, I agree with you, but that doesn't change the fact that Lewan shouldn't want to be on paulkoharski.com is what he's saying.
But
I'm sure Paul would say yes to that, but look, I...
And he can't be on the Titans brand right now. I think what Paul's saying is just keep quiet, which would be the Titans brand of things.
I can't speak for Paul on this, but I will say, for the people that are misconstruing the question that we put on Twitter, that maybe didn't hear what we're saying, hopefully they're hearing it now, but they read it and they take it as, well, you guys are saying he can't do anything but football or he won't be ready. Paul would be the first to tell you, and he's been on this since he started the show, that's a ridiculous take. Remember the fans who would get mad at someone because they were seen out somewhere? Oh, he's not focused on football.
Right. Paul
would be the first to say that's a ridiculous take. So, no, we do not believe that. I don't think the hour that he took to go do that in any way is going to hamper his play when he comes back. I also believe he's going to come back and be fine.
But it's not going to be, like, even if he's not the player that everyone's expecting him to be, which...
It's not because of this.
Yeah, but...
No one's going to argue that.
But if it's not because of that, it's not going to be used as the excuse either. Like, no one's going to say, well, he was out recording all his podcasts. The response will be, oh, he's off steroids now. That's going to be the response, because that's the obvious response from people if someone is on a PED suspension and comes back and doesn't play up to the same level?
SARMs, not steroids.
Well, sorry.
We were corrected for that earlier.
Yeah, you're dead on. I'm sorry. Legal steroids, which are illegal in the NFL. Well, let's clarify what SARMs are. You're dead on with that, Hutton. And that's one. And I think the fundamental thing, just the starting point of this, and we discussed this on the phone a little bit yesterday when you were asking what all was going on because of the Twitter response. I think I'm more shocked. I'm not shocked about the 89% that don't have a problem with it. That's fine. I'm more shocked that more Titans fans aren't pissed off at a 1-2 start and a factor in that 1-2 start. I understand that Taylor Lewan is beloved in this city. I get it. He's a great personality. He's great to people. I'm sure most of these people that he's been nice to at some point. I love Taylor Lewan. Great for the city of Nashville. But the fact that more people aren't disappointed in a 1-2 start, and we're talking about a guy who the Titans have invested in an enormous way.
I think they're not over the top, but they will be if this, if this continues with the protection whenever he comes back. And they're not over the top right now in disappointment because they believe his side of the story. If you believe his side of the story that he didn't know what he was taking, are you really going to be angry with the guy if you believe his story? I mean, you can be disappointed happened, that he's taken a supplement, but if you believe him, can you be angry with him?
I still tend to believe him, honestly, that he didn't knowingly take this. But he did, and he knew that this could be the consequences if he didn't know exactly what was going into his body. I think the people who have a problem with him, it's not him doing the podcast. He looks like he's having a pretty good time while this team is falling apart. And they're falling apart in large part because they can't protect the quarterback, and that's his number one job.
But I don't.
And look, he could be on a bender for the last 4 weeks. He's going to show up and still be the best offensive lineman on that team.
But I can't. But you're basing that off of him doing a podcast. Him looking like he's having a pretty good time?
Yes.
But the content of the podcast itself, and again, I only saw a minute and a half of their little preview, so I don't know what the entire subject matter was about. He could be doing keg stands for all I know. But my overall thought is, if the content is about how much the suspension has sucked, I don't really have a problem with that. If he's talking about,
but you're still
running with the twos and
but your words aren't matching your actions. Your words are saying that I'm sorry and it sucked, but it looks like you're still having a pretty good time while your team is imploding.
Well, if I had $100 million, I would be having a pretty good time,
too. I probably would,
too,
yeah.
And look, that's where this is where the apologists come back in. Taylor Lewan's set financially for the rest of his life. And if I'm not emotionally attached to the Titans, but if I were emotionally attached to the Titans, that fact combined with the fact that he's sitting a quarter of my NFL team season and he's one of the highest paid guys in the sport, that would bother me. I mean, look, I could even believe him and say, okay, he made a mistake and he didn't know what was in. It's still so disappointing that that happens. This is not something that happens on every team and all across the league. This is not some epidemic. Taylor Lewan is the exception and not the rule. I mean, whatever happened, he took it.
And there are plenty of people that believe he did it on purpose, too. We've talked with people about that.
Literally every football player we've talked to believes he knew what he was doing. To some extent, he knew. There's various levels of he knew and he was hoping he didn't get tested, or he knew and maybe he thought he was pushing the envelope but not going, whatever. It happened. So I just don't understand how there's nothing he can do that's wrong, and there's not some level of disappointment. I'm not saying trash the guy. No one's saying he should go and live in a dark room this entire time. I'm just saying if I'm one of the other players that's left behind, and like Reed said, I'm one of these linemen struggling to put a body in front of someone, I'm not doing backflips over the offensive tackle making millions more than me to not play with his contract and his guaranteed money doing podcasts during those 4 weeks, just those 4 weeks alone. That's all I'm talking about.
Let's go to the phones. We're discussing the poll question, which I love how people are saying it's a ridiculous question, but it's elicited nearly 13,000 responses.
It's also, it's The level at which people are just, guys, this is a bad look. I mean, you're going to have to issue a public apology about this. And you
More public apologies.
No. Just the overreact, guys, you really, this is such a bad look for you. I can't believe you would dare pose this question. It, just ridiculous, the response.
Yes. I agree with that part. Let's go to Jack to lead us off on the phones. What's up, Jack?
Hi there, gents. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, good.
Sorta. Well, I was not quite as talented nor as large as Taylor when I got out of college. And the money wasn't anywhere near as good either. It strikes me that if you're going to be collecting millions of dollars a year to play football, and you're taking something that you have no basic idea what could be in it, and it's not coming from your team, and it's not coming from the NFL, you are an idiot. And he has essentially cost the team 3 wins. We could be on top of the AFC South, 3-0, and kicking fannies and taking numbers. We would not be a 4.5-point underdog to Atlanta. I'm not happy. And I think he needs to take responsibility for it. I don't think he should necessarily have to go and wear sackcloth and, you know, burn incense and live in a monastery. But at the same time, to be sitting out there and enjoying himself, I'm having a little difficulty with that.
Yeah. Jack, you're not alone with that. I mean, that's certainly a perspective that's out there. By the way, for all the people saying that they won't listen to us anymore because of this poll question,
yeah,
a lot of those same people are tweeting us to let us know that was Modest Mouse and not Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's just funny.
Clearly, I had no idea.
This is why you guys are irrelevant. No one listens to you guys, and we get 25 responses that it's Modest Mouse. When Hutton makes that little
I thought it was Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. It's all the same. It's very similar.
But to Jack's point, like, I haven't, just because the guy sends a tweet or is on a podcast, I need more details than that surface level to know that I have an issue with what he's doing.
Right.
He's not vacationing that we know of. He's not vacationing and posting photos of how great it is and sunny it is today in Cabo. That would be completely different.
Yeah, look, I have no issue with your opinion on it. I have no issue with someone who says it doesn't bother me at all. But my issue with the people that are reacting like, we've gone beyond the pale for asking the question. It's a legitimate question, and people like Jack have an issue with it.
And I agree with him saying the line would be significantly better with Lawan playing on that line.
They're certainly paying him like
it would be. No doubt about that, yes.
They're paying him like they would be 3-0 if he were playing, quite frankly. That's his value. That's probably how he sees his value. That's how the team with their contract is saying that's his value. He may be right. They may be 3-0. I'm not going to put it all on Lawan not being there.
And he's losing $3.5-4 million through the suspension.
Yep.
Of the salary. Let's go to Stacy next. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Fantastic conversation. I've been waiting and waiting since game one for someone to bring up the fact that Taylor Lewan is really helping this team just disintegrate. I do not think that the poll question was ridiculous. I think it's a completely valid, fair question for anyone that has any common sense. I think a better question maybe would be to ask these same people, hey, does it make you mad that Taylor Lewan just screwed your team? And I'm with you. I don't say that he would have cost us the games or, you know, we would have gotten wins. But by God, his butt should be not in timeout or in sackcloth. But, you know, he should be. I put my kids in timeout whenever they do something wrong. By God. Taylor, get in time out. You know, just I understand that podcast contracts and pre-recorded podcasts may have had to air. I don't know the details. I'm not going to pretend to. Whether he's in a podcast or not, you know, 50-50, I would prefer he take a little bit more humble approach in the way he's been behaving. But again, he's not in Cabo. He's not doing all that stuff that you're talking about. I'm just really pissed off that this guy knowingly took illegal steroids. He knowingly did it, guys. Come on.
Yeah. That's a common opinion. Thanks for the call, Stacy.
We go to Drew next. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Listen, you know, here's the thing. Taylor Wan made himself out to be what he is. He wore a Boss Hog outfit when he accepted his contract extension. You know, he's made himself out to be one of the key offensive overall team leaders of this team. He's got a big personality. That's great. But you know what? When you get suspended for 4 games, and I agree with the previous callers, I don't think he single-handedly caused those losses, but he played a huge role in not being on the field for those losses. And when you make yourself out to be the leader of this team, the face of this team, one of the faces of this franchise, you know, a little contrition goes a long way. And I don't know who's advising him on some of this stuff, but, you know, I don't think Titans fans are looking for him to walk the streets of Broadway with a bell shouting shame. But in the same regard, you got time to do a podcast, you got time to do some community outreach, you got time to do some philanthropy, you got time to go out there and meet some of the fans or something like that. You got time to do other things to support your team and this franchise. Thanks, guys.
I have no idea what he's been doing.
Yeah, he's probably doing some of that. I'm not going to get into the time management part of it and what he's doing and not doing. It's just, it's about optics to me and what I would prefer and what I would do. Someone keeps asking the question, what if you guys got suspended for 4 weeks from your radio show? Wouldn't you go and do other podcasts and things like that? And I'm thinking, well, I guess if you had the right to, you could, but I would be pissed if Hutton got suspended from this show for 4 weeks and was out doing other podcasts during our show. I wouldn't like that. I mean, it's weird people trying to make this false equivalency to every job that's out there. But no, we wouldn't do that either.
I would go on vacation, though.
Yeah, you'd go to Cabo.
Craig is next. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys. I think your question is spot on and to the point. My question for you is it not does every NFL player have access to some resource that they can just pick up the phone and call and say, I'm taking this supplement or I'm taking this. Is this okay? Where there's a doctor involved, is that not part of their team benefit?
Well, there is a long list of approved supplements on the NFL list.
It's on the player to know what's on that list and to not take any of them. It's that simple.
I imagine that, you know, that they know certain things, but I would also bet that he could have called a doctor. If there was something that he wasn't sure about, he could have called somebody and said, I'm going to take this. Is this okay? Especially since it's directly reflected in his job performance. It's not like something that,
right,
that he could just blow off. So I'm curious if he was hiding it. I think he knew what he was doing. I think he was hiding it. And if he was hiding it, he's just not very smart. And the last thing I'll say is when he comes back, he better be destroying defensive linemen. After he's been out, you know, having a party, having fun, doing his thing while his team can eat up, he better be destroying whoever's in front of him the next time, or he'll get branded. You give a young guy a lot of money, it's enabling, and I think that's what's happening right now.
Yep, thanks for the call.
Craig, thank you. Philip is next. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. You know, one of the things that I listen to the show religiously, there's one thing that I have not heard anybody do, ask, or do any kind of investigation, even on TV. One of the first things that Belanco said in the very first days of this was that he took advice upon taking the medication that he was taking from his physician. I haven't seen the first question.
From his nutritionist.
From his nutritionist, not his doctor.
Understood.
It's a trainer/nutritionist that he's working with that said it was approved and that he was fine is what he said in his video. And look, I don't want to get back and relitigate what happened. We can sit here and speculate that we did this the first few days afterward. I don't know exactly what happened. He could be telling the truth. He could be lying, and he knew exactly what he was taking. Bottom line is, not many guys get popped for this, and he did. So however it got in him, it did. It's there. He didn't deny that it was a false positive. He tested positive for SARMs, and that's what happened. So we can move on from that and however it happened.
About to move on and talk a little college football coming up.
Our guy, Godfrey.
Godfrey's here.
We found out, we've now discovered we're on such a good spot in our relationship with him that we can call him Godfrey, and not Steven anymore. This is big.
SEC discussion. I'm going to get to Michigan, or is Chad, you've been...
Michigan. Yeah,
you've been known to say Michigan.
Speaking of Taylor LeJuan. We will not be calling Taylor LeJuan LeJuan anytime soon.
Or Dad.
That's for sure. No.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, up with a $5 biggie back.